Page 8, sample ballot. November 6, 2018, general election. This sample ballot is a composite of all contests and measures appearing on ballots in Marion County. Not all voters will vote on every office or measure. If you have more than one candidate filed for an office on your ballot, you may notice that the names do not appear in alphabetical order, as might be expected. A random alphabet is drawn by the Secretary of State for every election, which determines the order in which the names of candidates will appear on the ballot. The alphabet for the November 6, 2018 general election is as follows. Z, R, J, O, Y, Q, L, A, W, G, K, E, T, P, C, F, B, U, S, D, X, N, V, I, M, and H. Remember, all ballots will be mailed October 17th. For federal offices, U.S. Representative, 5th District, Mark Callahan, Republican, Dan Souza, Libertarian, Marvin Sandness, Pacific Green, Kurt Schrader, Democrat. State offices, Governor Aaron Auer, Constitution, Nick Chen, Libertarian, Kate Brown, Democrat, Working Families, Newt Bueller, Republican, Patrick Starnes, Independent, Chris Henry, Progressive. State Senator, 10th District, Jackie F. Winters, Republican, Independent, Deb Patterson, Democrat, Working Families. State Senator, 11th District, Greg Warnock, Republican, Independent, Peter Courtney, Democrat, Working Families. State Senator, 13th District, Sarah Greider, Democrat, Working Families, Kim Thatcher, Republican, Independent, Libertarian. State Senator, 20th District, Alan R. Olson, Republican, Independent, Charles Gallia, Democrat, Working Families, Kenny Cernach, Libertarian. Page 9, sample ballot continued. State Senator, 30th District, Soleya Kabakoff, Democrat, Cliff Bentz, Republican. State Representative, 17th District, Renee Windsor White, Democrat, Progressive, Working Families, Sherry Springer, Republican, Independent. State Representative, 18th District, Rick Lewis, Republican, Independent, Barry Shapiro, Democrat. State Representative, 19th District, Mike Ellison, Democrat, Working Families, Progressive, Danik Nicole Bowles, Republican, Independent. State Representative, 20th District, Paul Evans, Democrat, Working Families, Selma Pierce, Republican, Independent. State Representative, 21st District, Jack L. Asp, Republican, Brian Clem, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian. State Representative, 22nd District, Teresa Alonzo Leon, Democrat, Working Families, Marty Hayen, Republican, Independent. State Representative, 23rd District, Danny Jaffer, Democrat, Pacific Green, Independent, Mark Karnowski, Libertarian, Mike Nierman, Republican. State Representative, 25th District, Bill Post, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, Dave McCall, Democrat. State Representative, 39th District, Elizabeth Grasser Lindsay, Democrat, Independent, Christine Drazen, Republican, Libertarian. State Representative, 59th District, Darcy Long Curtis, Democrat, Working Families, Daniel G. Bonham, Republican, Independent. Marion County Office, Commissioner Position 1, Shelasuau Cryer, Democrat, Working Families, Kevin Cameron, Republican, Independent. Page 10, Marion County Office, Commissioner Position 2, Colm Willis, Republican, Independent, Bill Burgess, Democrat. Nonpartisan offices, Judge of the Supreme Court, Position 5, Adrian Nelson, Incumbent. Judge of the Court of Appeals, Position 2, Bronson D. James, Incumbent. Judge of the Court of Appeals, Position 4, Robin Ridler Agoyki, Incumbent. Judge of the Court of Appeals, Position 7, Stephen R. Powers, Incumbent. Judge of the Oregon Tax Court, Robert Manicki, Incumbent. Judge of the Circuit Court, 3rd District, Position 5, Daniel Wren, Anthony the Bear Barons. Marion County Office, Marion County Treasurer, Lori Steele. Marion County Sheriff Jason Myers, City of Almsville offices, City of Almsville Mayor Derek Clevenger, Robert W. Bow, Jr., City of Almsville Counselor Walter Wick, Brian Zarnick, Gabe Clayton, Nico Cesaris, Angelica Seja, Ed Blakesley, Della Sini. City of Aurora offices, City of Aurora Mayor Bill Graup, Chris Taylor Sally, City of Aurora Counselor Position 1, Tara Weidman, Tom Potter, City of Aurora Counselor Position 2, Brian Asher, Jerry P. King. Page 11, City of Detroit Counselor Shelley Engel, Greg W. Shepard, John E. Manthe, Jr., City of Donald Offices, City of Donald Mayor Rick R. Olmsted, Brad Oxenford, City of Donald Counselor Jerry Waller, Katie M. Gonzalez, Troy Hellickson, City of Gates Offices, City of Gates Mayor, no candidates filed, City of Gates Counselor, no candidate filed, City of Jervis Offices, City of Jervis Mayor Shanti M. Platt, City of Jervis Counselor Rob Ladd, Wesley Liva, John Harvey, City of Hubbard Offices, City of Hubbard Mayor Charles Rostosil, City of Hubbard Counselor Robert C. Prinslow, Jessica Countryman, Michelle Dodge, City of Idana Offices, City of Idana Counselor, no candidate filed, City of Jefferson Offices, City of Jefferson Mayor Michael Myers, City of Jefferson Counselor Bob Rositer, Walter C. Perry, David Barrel. Page 12, City of Kaiser Offices, City of Kaiser Mayor, Kathy Clark, City of Kaiser Council Position 4, Roland A. Herrera, City of Kaiser Council Position 5, Sean Lapoff, Elizabeth Smith, City of Kaiser Council Position 6, Dan Kohler, Michael A. DeBlasi, City of Mill City Offices, Mill City Mayor, Tim Kirsch, Mill City Council Members, Janet L. Zion Hall, Stephen A. Wynn, Tony L. Trout. City of Mount Angel Offices, City of Mount Angel Mayor, Andrew or Andy J. Otte, City of Mount Angel Counselor, Ray Eater, Don Fleck, Matthew Donahue, City of Salem Offices, City of Salem Mayor, Chuck Bennett, Salem Counselor Ward 2, Tom Anderson, Salem Counselor Ward 4, Jacqueline Lewing, Salem Counselor Ward 6, Chris Hoy, Salem Municipal Court Judge, Jane Aiken, City of Scotts Mills Offices, City of Scotts Mills Mayor, Paul Brakeman, page 13, City of Scotts Mills Counselors, Valerie Lemmings, Dusty Craig, Emily Christensen, Robin Fournier, Monica Martin, City of Silverton Offices, City of Silverton Mayor, Stu Rasmussen, Kyle B. Palmer, City of Silverton Counselor, Jim Sears, Dana E. Smith, Crystal Baim Nide, Lee Harrod, City of St. Paul Offices, City of St. Paul Mayor, Kim Wallace, City of St. Paul Councilman, Velma Amaya Medina, Rosemary A. Koch, Peggy Sellers, City of Staten Offices, City of Staten Mayor, Henry or Hank A. Porter, Scott Vigil, City of Staten Counselor, Jordan Ort, Ralph R. Lewis, Priscilla Gaylene Glidewell, David Patty, Paige Hook, City of Sublimity Offices, City of Sublimity Mayor, James Kingsbury, City of Sublimity Counselor, Greg Atkin, Brian J. Schumacher, City of Turner Offices, City of Turner Mayor, Gary Tiffin, City of Turner Counselor, Robert A. Jung, Connie B. Miller, Steve Horning, City of Woodburn Offices, City of Woodburn Mayor, Frank J. Lonergan, Eric Swenson, City of Woodburn Counselor, Ward 3, Robert Carney, page 14, City of Woodburn Offices, City of Woodburn Counselor, Ward 4, Sharon Schaub, City of Woodburn Counselor, Ward 5, Mary Beth Cornwell, Marion Soil and Water Conservation District Director at Large, Position 2, Lee Herod, Terry Sue, Director Zone 2, no candidate filed. Director Zone 3, no candidate filed. Director Zone 4, no candidate filed. Beginning state measures. Measure 102, referred to the people by the Legislative Assembly, amends Constitution, allows local bonds for financing affordable housing with non-governmental entities, requires voter approval, annual audits. The results of a yes vote. A yes vote allows local governments to issue bonds to finance affordable housing with non-governmental entities, requires local voters' approval of bonds, annual audits, public reporting. The result of a no vote. A no vote retains constitutional prohibition on local governments raising money for or loaning credit to non-governmental entities, no exception for bonds to pay for affordable housing. Measure 103-106, proposed by initiative petition. Measure 103, amends Constitution, prohibits taxes and fees based on transactions for groceries, enacted or amended after September 2017. Result of a yes vote. A yes vote amends Constitution, prohibits state or local taxes or fees based on transactions for groceries, defined, including those on sellers, distributors, enacted or amended after September 2017. The result of a no vote. A no vote retains state and local government authority to enact or amend taxes, including corporate minimum tax, fees or on transactions for groceries, defined, including on sellers and distributors. Measure 104, amends Constitution, expands beyond taxes application of requirements that 3/5 legislative majority approve bills raising revenue. The result of a yes vote. A yes vote expands bills for raising revenue, which require 3/5 legislative majority to include, beyond taxes, fees and changes to tax exemptions, deductions, credits. The result of a no vote. A no vote retains current law that bills for raising revenue, which require 3/5 legislative majority, are limited to bills that levy or increase taxes. Measure 105 repeals law limiting use of state and local law enforcement resources to enforce federal immigration laws. The result of a yes vote? A yes vote repeals the law limiting, with exceptions, the use of state and local law enforcement resources for detecting and apprehending persons suspected only of violating federal immigration laws. The result of a no vote. A no vote retains law limiting, with exceptions, the use of state and local law enforcement resources for detecting, apprehending persons suspected only of violating federal immigration laws. Measure 106 amends Constitution, prohibits spending of public funds, defined, directly or indirectly for abortion, defined, exceptions reduces abortion access. The result of a yes vote, a yes vote amends the Constitution, prohibits spending public funds, defined, directly or indirectly for any abortion, defined, health plans, insurance covering abortion limited, exceptions reduces abortion access. The result of a no vote, a no vote retains current law that places no restrictions on spending public funds for abortion or health plans covering abortion when approved by a medical professional. Page 15. Sample ballot continued. Measure 24-430, City of Gates, prohibits certain marijuana registrants and licensees in Gates, Oregon. Question, shall Gates prohibit medical marijuana processors, medical marijuana dispensaries, recreational marijuana producers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers within Gates city limits? Measure 24-431, Gates Rural Fire Protection District, renewal of current 4-year general option tax for general operations. Question, shall Gates RFPD retain the option tax of 90 cents per $100,000 of assessed value for operations and equipment for another 4 years? This measure renews current local option taxes. Measure 24-435, City of Jefferson. Measure proposing amendments to the City of Jefferson Charter. Question, shall amendments to the Charter for the City of Jefferson be adopted? Measure 24-432, Kaiser Fire District. Renewal of 5-year tax levy at current rate. Question, shall district impose 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for general operations for 5 years beginning in 2019-2020, this measure renews current local option taxes. Measure number 24-434, City of St. Paul, 3-year local option tax for city operations. Question, shall St. Paul assess $1.50 per $1,000 of assessed value for city operations for 3 years beginning 2018-2019? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Measure number 24-436, City of Turner. 3% tax on marijuana sales? Question, shall the City of Turner enact an additional tax of up to 3% on all retail marijuana sales? Measure number 24-437, City of Turner, banning new medical and recreational marijuana operations. Question, shall new medical or recreational marijuana production, processing, wholesale, or retail businesses be prohibited from operating in Turner? Measure 24-433, Woodburn Fire Protection District. Local option levy to maintain fire and emergency medical operations. Question, shall the district levy 35 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years, beginning 2019-2020 for fire and emergency operations? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. The full ballot text title for the local measures start on page 44 of this voter's pamphlet.